President-elect Trump says he really wants to change things when it comes to U.S. foreign policy, but British foreign policy as well. Yeah, apparently Trump has some ideas about how our friends on the other side of the pond should do that too. And yesterday he shared them, not in a face-to-face meeting with the prime minister or in a confidential memo to the British embassy, but on Twitter, of course. The president-elect said that the British should choose a new ambassador to the United States, and he's got just the guy for the job, Nigel Farage. He would do a great job, Trump tweeted. You remember Farage, the leader of Britain's UKIP party, the driving force behind Brexit? Today, Farage seemed shocked by Trump's vote of confidence.
It was a bolt out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it for a moment. It shows he's got some confidence in me. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And in the world of business, you operate on trust. If you like people and you trust people, you want to work with them. And I think that's what his tweet reflects.
Of course, the British government has one small problem with Trump's plan.
We have a first-rate ambassador in Washington doing a very good job. And there is no vacancy for that position.
That's British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson in Parliament today responding to Trump's tweet. Johnson was referring to Britain's current ambassador to the U.S. His name is Sir Kim Darroch, one of the country's most senior diplomats. There's one other minor problem with Trump's request. Ambassadors are not selected by the countries they'll be emissaries to. They're selected by the countries they're representing. Here's Christopher Meyer making the point. He was the British ambassador to the U.S. during the George W. Bush years.
You cannot breach a principle which says the receiving power decides who's going to be appointed as ambassador for your country. And I think it's completely unprecedented, certainly in public, for a president-elect to suggest who he would like to see as British ambassador in Washington.
Well, even if Nigel Farage doesn't become ambassador to the U.S., he might get comped a room at the new Trump Hotel just down the street from the White House. You're with The World.